All right, my name is Steve Elzinga, as you probably know by now, and this is the coaching class. Again, did you practice? I made a big deal about it in the last section. You really need to, or this stuff will not stick to you. Coaching really is, it's easy. I mean, the concept of it is really easy. The three things that you're supposed to do, very simple. It's easy, but it's hard to do. It's easy to understand what you should do, but in the moment, it's a lot harder. And so you really need to practice because you will, I think it will take a while for you to actually follow the rules of coaching. And the biggest thing is to not give advice. This is client-centered. You're trying to help the client figure out the answers to his own problems. The client has to figure out what he wants to do. The client has to figure out a plan to do it. The client has to be motivated to follow through. And you're just presenting a structure. You're helping present a system that will help support them in doing that. We can be incredibly independent people, we can accomplish things, but nothing that anyone does is on their own. Everything we do is on the foundation of all the people in our lives. So no one is an independent person. Everyone is dependent. Even when, you know, a creative person goes out and makes things happen, There's a whole structure underneath them to make that happen. And as I brought up in the first two sessions of this course, the structures that help people know what they want to do, to do what they want to do, and to actually succeed at it, those things have fallen apart. It used to be people, their life was, you know, supported by family, friends, they were nearby. There weren't a lot of choices. People just did what they were going to do. Now there's so many choices, and there's no support behind whatever it is you decide. So people need someone to come alongside and help them succeed at figuring out what they want to do and then doing it. So we're in the part about making a plan, part three I've called this. Remember, coaching is about getting your client to some form of action. Okay, that's the goal. It's not counseling. It's not understanding. It's not figuring out, you know, I do these things because I was raised by this kind of father. I mean, those are all good things, but that's not what coaching is. Coaching is about getting your client to do something. Three things coaches do to accomplish this. This is the basic format of a coach. Number one, help client figure out what they want to do. Make a decision. Number two, help a client figure out how to do what they want to do. That's the plan. And finally, help the client do what they plan to do. That's management. So right now we're looking at help the client figure out how to do what they want to do, coming up with a plan that will help the client meet the objective action that they figured out they wanted to do in their life. So, planning. What is planning? Planning is about figuring out a progression of steps that lead to a desired accomplishment or outcome over time. Why do people need help planning to do what they decided to do? Lack of patience. I'm just going over this again so you understand. Lack of patience. People are in a hurry. They have a goal. They want to get to it, and they don't want to spend time thinking about what they want to do. Many are not gifted at breaking down a desired outcome into logical sequential steps necessary to accomplish it. They don't know how to break things down. Many are too optimistic about how much time it takes to accomplish a desired goal. That's probably my biggest flaw. Everything new to me always looks easy. At my church, there's a phrase that I'm known for saying. Some people say they're going to put it on my tombstone, and it's this phrase: how hard can it be? So whenever we're doing something at the church and I have an idea for something, I'll say, well, how hard can it be? And what I've learned in life is it's often harder than I thought. So instead of just launching into something, not counting the cost of what is it going to really take to accomplish this objective, let's stop and think about what it's really going to take. You can have a goal. Okay, I want to lose weight. All right, well, how are you going to do that? I don't know. I'm going to eat less and exercise more. Okay, those are the two standard ways to do that. Okay, well, most people have that thought, but then they never do anything. They never accomplish this goal because they've never thought how hard this is going to be. You know, what are the changes are you going to have to make every single day this week? You know, at almost every hour of this week, you know, what are the pitfalls? Where are you going wrong? What can you change? This is not going to be easy. But people are like, well, I need to lose weight, so that, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And they're in a hurry to do it. They want to lose the 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And then, of course, it doesn't happen. They get discouraged. They fail. And they put that goal off for another year. And then they try it again the next year. So as a coach, we're trying to help people. No, let's not do that. Let's slow down. Let's figure this out. Number four, no disciplined process to figure it out. I.e., there's no one here to help me actually take the time to figure these things out. How does coaching help people plan out what they have decided to do? It slows the planning process down. With the help of planning models, the coach can help the client figure out the steps involved in trying to reach a goal. Okay. So the three basic model categories, pre-planning. We looked at that a couple sessions ago. Last time we looked at number two, brainstorm breakdown. How are the many ways that we could break this down? We could break it down into all the steps, or we could just throw mud on the wall, or we could just start with the first step and then worry about it later. We can mine for the gold, or we can look for the gold, all the different ways that you can break a plan down. What we want to look at in this session is commitment. Okay, so we've done the pre-planning. We've looked at the cold resources. Are the equipment that I need? Is there space that I need to make my goal happen? We've looked at the warm resources, people. Are there people that could help me? People with skills that could help me? Who do I need on my team? Is there intellectual resources? Do I need to do some research? Is there a book? Is there a person that knows something about this that might help me? So again, you're helping the client figure that all out. You're not the resource. Okay? Don't become the resource. Don't become the answer person. Don't become, you know, the Google source for your client. Your client could ask you all these things, but if you become that resource, you're the one doing the work for them. You are trying to help them do the work for themselves. You're not feeding them with a fish, you're teaching them how to fish. And so you never want to take the ownership for that. You're always trying to help them find someone else. Find someone else to talk to. I'm an expert in helping you figure out what you want to do. I'm not the one giving the advice. I'm not your mentor. I'm not your counselor. I'm not your teacher. So three basic model categories, pre-planning, brainstorm, breakdown, and now we're going to look at commitment. How do you help the client make a commitment to a plan of action that he's come up with? Commitment to action items. Okay, these are like ways of helping the client think about their commitment to their plan. Number one, make a commitment to try for a season. Okay, you have this plan, and now one way you can attack the plan is to have this attitude, I'm going to try it for a season. What does that mean? I'm going to try it for a month. I'm going to try it for a week. I'm going to give this thing 6 months. I'm going to work on this plan for 6 months, and then I'm going to evaluate. See, that sets expectations with the client. Without that, a client goes in optimistically and he thinks something is going to happen in a week. And then when it doesn't, he gets discouraged and quits. So you ask him realistically, what kind of commitment do you think this is? If you make a commitment to try it for a season, how long of a season do you have in mind? I'm going to try it for a month. See, if they have a month in mind, then when the first week doesn't go that well, it's like, well, it's only week one. They still have some energy. Number two, make a commitment by throwing mud on the wall and see what sticks. So I've used this analogy many, many times, and it applies to planning, it applies to the decision, it applies to all the different steps that we've been talking about. And it's simply, okay, you have this plan, but you don't know if it's a good plan. Okay, now maybe you're solid about this plan, so you don't want this model, but now you've come up with a plan, but you're second-guessing the plan. It's okay. See, some people can never come up with a plan because they come up with a plan, but they're not sure it's going to work, and so until they are sure the whole thing is going to work, they don't do anything. And so you can help them get off the dime and do something by presenting this kind of commitment model. Look, you don't necessarily have to know it's going to work. We can try this form of commitment. It's a low-level commitment. Make a commitment to throw some mud on the wall. Make a commitment to try out this plan and see what works. And you're not sure what will work, whether any of it will work, or whether some of it will work. And that's okay. You're giving them permission to experiment a little. Make a commitment of time. Okay? Again, it's about expectations. How long is this going to take? How hard are you going to work at this? You make a commitment to do something before we meet again. Like a commitment of an hour, a commitment of 10 minutes, a commitment of 3 hours, a commitment of a whole day. See, without setting that expectation, you're setting the whole thing up for failure. Make a commitment of energy. How much energy are you going to give this? What kind of priority are you going to give this action step for this week? You look ahead at your week and you have all these commitments. Are you really going to do anything with this? See, that's a problem. People want to make changes in their life, but they're bogged down with all their other commitments and obligations that they never get to the things that they really want to do. See, and that's how people they're feeling squeezed. They're doing all these things they have to do, and they never get to the things that they want to do. So as a coach, you're helping them think through that. Let's think through this, because you can't do both. So what is it going to be this week? You're going to have to let something go if you're going to give time and energy to this thing. So you're helping them think about that. If they don't think about that, they're not going to add this new commitment to them. They're going to say it while you're talking to them, but they won't follow through. Delay making a commitment until the next meeting. Okay? So you've looked at a plan, you've talked about a plan, and they just don't know what kind of commitment they want to make. So one of the options is, well, okay, let's just delay that. You need to do some more thinking about this plan. Let's not prematurely make a commitment to something that you're really not going to be committed to. All right, so that's all we have on the whole planning thing. Next time we're going to move on to management.